Thanks to research supported by the Soybean Checkoff, soybean farmers in the northern U.S. have redefined the measure of feed value of soybeans based on the content of essential amino acids. Recently, Northern Soy Marketing, a collaboration of soybean farmers from South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, hosted a trade delegation of soy meal customers from Indonesia and Vietnam. The team toured multiple farms across the three-state region, as well as processing and research facilities, ending their tour in the Pacific Northwest. The delegation visited Chad Schooley's Castlewood Farm, walking his fields, riding the combine, and inspecting his grain storage. Schooley took time from his busy harvest to welcome the group.
These people want to see where it comes from. They want to see that we're doing it right. And the relationships that are built are very important.
Schooley seeks to produce his soybeans in a sustainable manner, using minimum till, precision technology, and livestock. This was important to the soy delegation, according to one participant named Marvin.
It's been good for us to know that the farmer cares about what they're sowing, especially about the sustainability. They're talking a lot about it for the past 5 years, that the American farmers care so much about the sustainability.
Marvin runs a 300,000 hen laying facility in Indonesia. He understands northern-grown soybeans from the U.S. pack a major nutritional punch.
They have more nutritive value, especially the essential amino acids and the energy content compared to those to the south.
Creating relationships with customers helps drive long-term demand for soybeans. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.